you're up there, what lane? Everyone's like, ugh, worst tour ever.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
You still have your mic on.
What do you mean I have it on?
Yeah. Wearing your mic.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Really?
Cut on tape.
Oh my God. He's the one that you're going to mic up? God. You get what you pay for, Mary. I hope you have an amazing editing team.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, people. Again, bpscrasher at Gmail. Also, you can call us in Texas at 915-0962. Just make sure you follow, rate, review, all that stuff. All right.
Review.
That's what we're calling it. New word alert.
New word alert.
New word alert. Email from Lisa. Lisa, she had a question. Do you buy your clothes at Costco or Sam's?
Costco.
Do you really?
I just bought some the other day.
Do you really?
For my children.
Okay.
But I have a coat from there. I have joggers from there. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. I'm at the age now where I shop at Costco. I'm like, ooh, is that a Pendleton blanket? Bring that home.
All right. So that's good then. Because I was talking to a buddy and he said that every single thing he wears.
Yeah.
And is from Costco.
Really?
Yeah. He 100% is Costco.
No. I mean, I don't have that. But my thing is that I'm not a brand girl.
Uh-huh.
So if I like it, I'll just get it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, oh, I need to have Nike or I've got to have Lululemon or something like that.
Like, yeah.
For me, it's like, if I just like it.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, nobody cares if it's from Costco.
No one does.
I mean, it's not like you're walking around and it says Costco across the front of it. Like, look at
what
she's
wearing. But you would.
I probably would if they branded stuff. You know who has cool branded stuff? And I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm going to.
Who?
Aldi.
Aldi does?
Aldi has really cool branded stuff because they have that rainbow.
Okay.
They have a really cool logo.
I do not go to Aldi.
Ugh, I forgot how rich you are.
What do you mean?
Aldi is where the work.
People are saying that Costco freaks, Sam's Club freaks are saying that Aldi's going to eventually replace them. So get this.
Yes.
Down south, the company just bought a retired giant grocery store, you know,
mm-hmm.
And that's where they're saying they're heading that way. So now, because, you know, Aldi's always known for that little store.
It's pretty decent. The big
this
thing
one's
with,
a big one, but
the big thing with Aldi. So Aldi and Trader Joe's have the same parent company.
Okay.
So much like Trader Joe's, they don't necessarily have brands.
Okay.
They have their brand.
Yeah.
And so they have some things where it's like you could get Hostess cupcakes or whatever, but for the most part, it's all just Aldi.
Okay.
You know, and
are you excited to get their clothes? Do they have clothes there?
Yeah, they had like a windbreaker one year where it had their like stripes going down, and it was gone.
Okay.
And they'll also get like summer bags, or they'll get like cooler bags that are really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
They Welcome had flip-flops one year.
Warehouse talk, yeah.
I'm telling you, it's like I just the other day saw somebody with an Aldi bag.
Okay.
Like not like a grocery bag, like uh-huh. an Aldi bag, like okay. out in the world.
All right, so you do shop at Costco for clothes as well. Okay, yes. That was just the question there. So, okay, what I want to dip into is your pet rabbits.
So we are on baby rabbit watch. There is a cute little den of baby rabbits in the front yard at my sister's house. And we've been poking around and checking on them and stuff like that. It's bunny season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk.
So there has been an unfortunate incident caught on the home security cameras from the night. And it's got like night vision, so like you can see it. And coyotes came and just took those little bunnies away.
Really?
In the middle of the night, caught on video. And my sister is like, check out this video, and shows it to me. I was like, what is wrong with you? Why would you ever think that I would want to watch this? You know how I feel about baby animals. Like, it like rocked me. I was shook.
Okay.
So then she just tells my nephew, he's like, what are you watching? She's like, the baby bunnies are gone. Coyotes got them last night. I'm like, she's like, well, what would you have told your kids? I'm like, that they are gone, that they went and found their little bunny lives somewhere else. I would never have shown them video.
That's amazing that you have that on video.
Oh yeah, we'll share it.
Okay, we'll share absolutely. It for everybody. Except
my
for Super
my brother-in-law Steve has quite the tech turnout, and there were two of them. My thing is, what the heck? You guys have coyotes?
I don't know if there's a coyote. I didn't want to say anything.
No, two coyotes. They are coyotes.
This isn't Dundee.
Yes, that's why I was like, Anne's like, oh yeah, we get coyotes all the time. There was a problem a couple streets over where cats went missing. Oh, and I was like, what are you talking about? where am I right now? I thought I was in the city, like Omaha, Dundee, and she's like, oh, we get coyotes all the time. She's like, in Fox.
Okay.
They must live down by, because I was like, well, where are their dens? I mean,
I wouldn't
over
know.
At 50th and Underwood? Yeah, what are they, like, hanging out at the Dell?
Wow, that's crazy. I had no idea. I thought you guys were just looking at it wrong. Maybe it was a dog.
No, when
like
you
that.
See the video, there's no mistaking the fact that they are coyotes.
I would like to share that my duties have officially been retired as a zookeeper.
Oh, my God, the three guinea pigs?
Yeah, I'm retired, but you can't...
Oreo buttons.
Oreo buttons and Miss Peppers, I think it is.
God help us.
Yeah. I gotta see this. And before you offend, Miss Peppers.
Rodents aren't pets. Period. Take their photos.
Yes.
That one looks like a panda. See, that's really wild. That one actually looks like a panda.
Yeah.
Are they eating an entire buffet? Oh, no, that's just... For a second there, I thought they had, like, a veggie plate. Like, it looked like carrots and squash. Like, that they had, like, a charcuterie tray going on in
there.
Well,
here's the deal. So, Oliver, my stepson, and his new wife, lovely bride, Madison, went on her honeymoon. Right. So, I was tasked to take care of these... guinea pigs, right? Uh-huh. There's three of them. And I think I was telling you about it before. I have to clean the cage every day. Now, before I was like, well, I'm not going to clean this cage every day. That's ridiculous. Until I went in there after a day. they poop every 20 minutes.
Another reason these are amazing pets.
Hey, before you offend, there's like 3.8 million guinea pigs in the United States, and 1.5 million households have them.
How many people have dogs and cats?
Oh, well, that's different. Everybody has different pets.
No, but I'm just saying, like...
Everyone has different pets.
I knew a guy with rats once.
Okay. But I've had rats. But the thing is that these things, like you just said, they're cute, and they are very cute. Welcome to guinea pig talk. Jeez.
Oh,
but I just
God.
Call them the three little piggies. So yeah, officially I'm done with that.
Are you so glad to be relieved of your zookeeper duties?
I am, because it's twice a day.
Yeah, I can't believe my cat's not even twice a day.
Yeah. Guinea pigs. Yeah, it fills up a garbage bag full of poop.
Just gross.
Yes, gross, very much so. All right, so speaking of gross, the Netflix show.
Oh, my God. Okay, so anybody who has Netflix, I have to eat my words because I really did watch The Poop Cruise. Fascinating.
The Poop Cruise.
Disgusting, but also, like, weirdly just absolutely, it drew me in.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, I can't.
And I've never been on a cruise.
I have, so I was, like, triggered.
Lasagna. I'll never look at lasagna the same. Here's the trailer.
More than 4,000 people are stuck on a cruise ship that is dead in the water.
Passengers and crew spent last night stranded aboard a cruise ship in the Gulf of Mexico.
No. The toilets weren't working. Well, we can do a number one in the shower. And then...
I'm telling you, it got bad fast.
People were covering the poop with the toilet paper and then again pooping on top of it. So it was a layer after layer after layer. It was like a lasagna.
I love lasagna.
Not anymore. Well, so here's the thing. Watching this and my sister, I was watching it with my sister and we went on a cruise together with my mother years ago. And we had one of those cabins with a balcony.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just wouldn't leave my cabin. I would, because you could sleep out on the balcony. You could do, I mean, I wouldn't go to the mass population. You saw all those people carrying up. Those are those interior cabins.
Oh, the interior ones. Okay.
Right, where it's pitch black and you can't see anything and there's no air circulation. I'm like, I just would have opened the screen. I would
have
opened the
sliding. Good question. Like that one person was, there's a guy that would not, he refused to poop in a bag.
Yes.
Would you poop in a bag?
No. Not until like absolutely. Didn't you see those? The best was.
We asked the hard-hitting questions.
The hard-hitting questions. Watch out, CNN. We're coming in hot. No, the best was the three women that were on the bachelorette party.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
All they were like, they're like, and then they cut off the bar. I'm like, that's what you're worried about.
Oh, and then they opened the bar.
Oh, that was a real bad idea.
That was a bad idea.
The minute they said, they're like, so we decided to open the bar. I turned to my sister and go, this is going to be so bad.
Great, Gracie, the producer. Have you seen it? Super Gracie? You haven't seen it yet. Okay. I'm thinking you're not going to watch it.
It is really, it's interesting just because.
It's survival.
Yeah. And I put myself in that position and I'm like remembering what I was like on the cruise ship.
Uh-huh.
And I am just thinking to myself, you always have all your snacks and stuff in your room. Like, sure. I am not kidding. Like, I think I would bunker down in my suite with the balcony and just be like, nobody's coming.
You gotta remember the urine and feces was coming up through the drains. So the room was getting filled.
We were up top.
Okay, you're up top.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah.
We paid a lot.
The bottom.
We paid a lot.
I'll tell you what, I've never been on a cruise. I would not go to the bottom, and I would never go into the interior rooms.
I'm telling you, all those things are worth what you're paying to have an exterior room with a balcony. We had lunch. We had breakfast delivered every day. We sat out on the balcony and had breakfast and watched the ship get docked and just thought, like, what are we doing today?
I felt like a princess. Yeah. Watch it is what you need to do.
Yeah, that'll turn you.
I was telling Wiley, I'm like, you know, Molly was so against it when I said there's a new documentary that's out.
I was.
Called Poop Cruise or something.
Because it just sounded so you.
Yes. Yes, it did.
You're like, watch Poop Cruise. And I was like, oh. And then a friend of mine came over, my friend Jamie, and she's like, it's good.
It is good.
So Anne and I fired it up, my sister and I, and we started watching it, and it draws you in. Like, they're not messing around. The thing that I'm wondering is that guy was talking about how he was on the ship with his fiance and her dad, and they were shooting them separately. And I was like, I don't think they're fianced anymore. I think that split up the engagement pretty quickly.
I think so. I just don't know how that, maybe it made the news and it skipped somehow.
I remember when it was in the news cycle. I don't think I knew the gory details. I don't know if anyone really knew the gory details.
I could poop in a bag if I had to.
Nobody asked you to.
Yeah. But if I had to. If I had to. All right. So we have another genius business idea. Are you ready for this?
Uh-huh. I'm ready.
All right. Go ahead. Hit that, Gracie.
I've been waiting a few months to show you guys my invention. It's called a deviled egg necklace contraption. So here's how it works. You have your necklace, and then you have your egg that you keep in your pocket. What you'll do is you'll open the necklace. After you do that, you're gonna take the egg, and then you're gonna scoop a little bit. It's typically easier with two hands. Okay, now that you have the deviled egg crafted, you're gonna eat it.
That is another genius business idea.
Best news of the day.
Best news of the day. Well, that girl that fell off of the cruise ship.
Unbelievable.
She survived.
As we go from poop cruise to Disney cruise, you're like, poop cruise. And now Disney people cruise. Are falling off the cruise.
So get this. So this girl, and it's all over the news, she was on the fourth level.
Uh-huh.
And she fell into the ocean, right? Now, it's very rare that people survive. People said her hitting the water sounded like somebody landing on concrete. And then the dad immediately jumps in.
That's a good dad.
Yeah. I mean,
I would.
Would you immediately jump if Declan went?
Yes.
But the thing is that this is what's weird.
I don't think you would have the, I don't know. I think you would have the presence of mind to stop. I think you would immediately just go into action.
Okay.
I could see Peter absolutely leaping over. Marigo's knocking over
I
the side.
I guess you'd be a bad parent if you didn't jump overboard to
save
your child.
You're like, oh no. Oh.
I think you would be a bad parent.
Call someone.
So the dad jumps in, and then within 2 minutes, they save the thing. So what happened, and no one's really talking about, is this girl was sitting on the rail.
You can't do that. That stuff freaks me out.
Because I always ask, how do people fall overboard? Well, she was sitting on the rail trying to get a photo.
And
apparently went backwards and then fell into the ocean.
She's lucky she fell into the ocean and didn't smack her head on the way down. I mean, there are so many.
That's what they say. Rare. It's rare that people survive that fall like that. But
oh my God! So my news of the day: 4th of July fireworks.
Yes,
unbelievable. Uh-huh. They're already started. I mean, it's the fireworks got started on sale, but you're not supposed to light them off.
Not till Wednesday.
Yet.
Yeah.
Today.
You need that number. It's 444-5802.
Karen alert. He's like, I'm so upset. My dogs. You just get
They've
upset
been firing
of the
these things off nonstop ever since. And that's my thing. It's like, if you're going to sell them on the 28th, then let people fire them off on the 28th.
Yeah. I mean,
otherwise, don't put them on sale until July 2nd.
We have 3 bags of fireworks at the house.
And they're just sitting there.
And it spooks me.
Yeah, sure.
Because I'm like, it's so hot. Can like gunpowder get too hot that it just explodes?
I don't know.
Like, could they just go off on our porch? I mean, honestly, like these are the things that go through my mind.
Yeah,
like this is when I'm not worried about the bunnies in the front yard. I'm worried about the fireworks on the porch. You know, so I will be so glad when it's July 5th.
It's thrilled. I think it's 11 a.m. No, 11 o'clock at night.
That you're supposed to, the moratorium. Nobody listens to that. Throw out that number again.
Yeah. It's 444-5802.
You are such.
Mary, that's the number. That's the number.
She wants to put it on the news.
Yeah.
I think they've covered it.
I think so. I should just say, right now, we got Mary Nelson from KMTV here. Do you want to jump in and wave? Want to jump in? Guys, come on in.
No, you can come on
in. Come on in and wave to everybody who is watching. And everyone should be watching on the Heard That One. You can step right here and you can see yourself.
No, I'll just be the weird arm on this side.
Yeah, okay. You're like, thanks for that. Exactly. Like, you're like, come on.
All right, Prime Days is coming up.
Yeah, so.
Do you not buy anything until Prime Day? Is that what you do?
No, I don't really usually participate in Prime Day.
Okay.
Unless there's something that I don't wait to shop on Prime Day.
Okay. And I don't either, but I haven't.
I know people do. Yeah. I know that there are people, like I just saw on the news, and I forgot about this, the tax-free weekends are coming up, where for back-to-school supplies and things like that, like if you want to buy computers.
Okay.
And things like that. I think people probably take advantage of Prime for big items, but you know that there's somebody out there buying like a plunger.
Yes, absolutely.
Burning up the ozone, having that delivered same day.
Well, see, I haven't ordered anything ever since they came out and said the dates then when Prime is going to happen, because I guess we're not really big Prime users anyway.
Oh, I order stuff. You know? I ordered, the kids needed a workbook for test prep. And I ordered it. I was like, done and done. I felt like I was just mother of the year. I'm like, oh, what is that? Click. Let's see. I've outsourced their test prep and now I'm outsourcing the books for it.
Okay. All right. So yeah, but it's coming up on the 8th and goes to the 11th. For any of those
8th
that are
to the
interested.
11th. Yeah. All right. I mean, that's happening. But what do you need?
Yeah. What do you need anyway? It's like a garage sale for Prime. All right, A-list. A-list alert.
Okay, so I want to do some A-list alerts. So this is so fun. The Bezos, speaking of Amazon.
Uh-huh.
Bezos wedding. So still stories are coming out from the big Bezos wedding that happened in Venice. And the fun little tidbit is the fact that Orlando Bloom was photographed walking around Venice with Sydney Sweeney.
Yes.
But what they're not mentioning is Tom Brady was there too.
Yeah, but they went... I think Brady went with him.
It's or- Brady, Orlando Bloom, and her, but they're like making it, they're like cropping it so you just see Orlando Bloom
and
Sydney Sweeney, but when you look at the real shot, you see Tom Brady's there
too. As well.
It's like okay. Sneaky, snaky. But Katy Perry had a bit of an emotional breakdown on stage in Australia. Where she's like, I just want to thank you all for always being there for me. I mean, it's like a real moment. Like she's, and then she went into firework. I mean, she's on tour and going through a breakup with her fiance. I get it. I'm not judging. I'm just saying that.
It's tough. I don't know how you would do that.
I don't either.
I would be on the stage just bawling.
Yeah, you would. You'd make it everybody else's problem. People are like, I paid to hear fireworks.
What's his name?
And another thing. And
what's his name that named the tour after his wife? Has that left him? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
What the hell is his name?
Thick. Robin Thick.
Robin Thick.
Yeah.
He named the tour after his wife.
So you're out
and
there.
He had it on the background.
So you're up there, Wallene. Everyone's like, ugh, worst tour ever. He didn't sing a single hit. He just stood on stage and ugly cried for 90 minutes.
That's absolutely.
You're like, he has to be so dehydrated at the end of the show.
Yes. Oh, that would be the end of times if Wallene should just decide to move on.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. I don't want
to
be.
I'd have to get a job.
I don't want to be around. Oh, yeah, for so much. You're like, I'm a sugar baby.
I'm a sugar baby.
So Orlando Bloom also put out an Instagram post rather cryptically where it was basically like, moving on.
Okay.
Like it was some Buddha quote. It was some Buddha quote where it's like, every day is another opportunity to like make changes. Like, ooh, boy.
So who do you think moves on first?
He does. Absolutely.
Like already has, probably. I'm sure
he's ready. I feel bad. Something. So one of the people, somebody in the celeb news realm was breaking it down. She's in a tough spot. There's probably not a lot of people that she can like boo-hoo to.
Yeah, yeah.
Unlike you, just anybody with an ear. But, you know, so she has this debacle of an album, this terrible world tour going on, the blowback from space. She's left American Idol. Like she's got a lot to be freaking out about.
Yeah.
And obviously your fiance is going to be the person that you're downloading to every night. And now all of a sudden he's like, too much. Sydney Sweeney in Venice.
Yes, I know. I know. I don't know what you do. I mean, I feel bad for Katy Perry on so many different levels because remember she decided to write her own album, which was a flop. And that's kind of where this all started. And then she went on American Idol and took it out on everybody. And then she went to space. No one liked that. The poor lady can't win, but anyway.
No, she can't win. And Gayle King was at
she did make it to the
Yeah,
the
so there were
thing.
Photos. They were so focused on Oprah, but Oprah was there with Gayle King.
Okay.
So that was the thing. I was like, oh, so she did invite all of her space buddies, except for Katy Perry. Katy Perry didn't make the cut.
Hey, what's Charlize Theron?
So she posted something and it was like very like that celebrity side eye for sure.
Okay.
Where she posted about the wedding and how, you know, not all of us were invited, but that's okay. We're cool and they're not.
Okay.
Everyone's like, okay, I'm gonna not. Like, geez. I don't know if anybody asked you.
Well, she was speaking at a benefit, her own benefit.
Okay.
And spoke to it. And so it was so awkward that everyone was like, is this a joke or is it not a joke?
I wonder why
we'll play something on Friday, Friday's episode on what it was actually said. But yeah.
I'm curious why she's giving it so much oxygen. Like why
she didn't get invited. I don't know.
Yeah, but then just do that. That's what friends are for.
Yeah.
You don't do that publicly. You don't put that on blast. You go to your girlfriend, like you go, hey, Mary, oh my God, I did not get invited to the Bezos wedding. And then when you go in public, you're like, oh, did I not? I don't know.
God.
it's not even on my radar.
I guess you're right. All right, so Diddy, what's up with Diddy? We got a Diddy alert.
Oh boy.
Diddy update. Here we go. That's part of the Diddy update. Nothing crazy to see this,
we are at jury deliberations. It's come with a few bumps. So what I thought was interesting is that the defense didn't call a single witness. They just rested.
Because they knew. I mean, how do you defend this? They didn't want to make it worse than what it's going to be because they're trying to say that he was a swinger.
One person
to defend him. They didn't want to put him up there because all they'd
well,
be like,
they don't
hey.
Put him up there. But you're trying to tell me in the entire universe of this world, there yeah. wasn't one person that could take the stand. Like just to stand up and be like, nope, nobody. We
yes.
rest.
Yes. Well, I think they were afraid that someone defending them would make it worse and probably couldn't find someone to defend him because
you
think
could
about
find
that.
Someone.
I wouldn't get up there and go. Yeah, totally. We were hanging out and it was all consensual as I was doing this with this. You know,
no, but you could have character witnesses that say, speak to him as a philanthropist, him as a businessman, all of the other, you would pick someone that would highlight him as a decent human being who obviously just has unique sexual
but
proclivities.
He's not, though.
Like,
but
I'm
anyway.
Not even an attorney and I just came up with that. I mean, these people are getting paid so much money and they couldn't find one person.
I know.
Attorney fail.
So what happens now? Because they're just pushing. He was a swinger.
Yeah. I mean,
it.
There's no law against being freaky.
There's not. There's
and that's been their argument this whole time.
Yeah.
Like consensual adults, whatever. I'm saying they didn't have a single person that could go up there and be like, yeah, man, like I like to have multiple sex parties too. What?
I
didn't know.
We got that on tape. All right. So that's the latest. That's just.
So one of the, so it went to the jury. They're deliberating and we'll find out. Apparently within an hour of them hitting the deliberation room, though, they sent a note to the judge being like, somebody's not playing right. Like they sent a note to the judge saying that one of the jurors wasn't following the rules.
Okay.
So I'm like, even the jury is like, what?
So now we're just delays, and then I'm sure we'll find out here.
He's so
eventually
going to jail. He will never breathe free air again. He will only know incarceration.
Yeah.
That's not going any other way.
I wonder how long they're going to be in that room.
In the room?
Yeah.
They've got a lot to pour over. They have all those text messages if they really want to be thorough about it.
And watch all the tape as well, I'm sure.
I never want to watch that 20 minutes of... That 20 minutes of tape that they showed those poor jurors. You can't unsee that stuff.
No, you can't.
You're
cannot.
Like civic duty.
Yeah.
No way. God. Oh.
All right. So we'll get you updated as the week goes, of course. All right. So we're going to wrap with the cringy but committed. It's a new segment of the show.
We're a family of five, three beautiful children living in the suburbs. But what people would never suspect is that I'm addicted to breastfeeding. My husband.
I drink my wife's breast milk every day, all day, straight from the source.
Cringe, but committed.
There are no words.
There never is with cringe or committed. That's what it is. There's no words. And we're adding that to the live show on the 12th.
We have to be very careful.
Believe me. We're going to have two kids there. They're your kids.
Yeah.
And they're not of age, and they're the only kids that's going to be there.
And they
so
can handle
everything
it.
They can handle it? Because I'm kind of doing a little more PC...
Good. I'm just saying
them.
There are other people there that I would consider more like
cringeable or whatever.
Yeah,
is that
I
a
mean,
word? I don't even know.
But, I mean, there are going to be people in the audience that don't want to come to a show and feel uncomfortable.
Really?
You're like, I paid so much money and I had to watch this man sob for 90 minutes and then he showed me a breastfeeding video.
Oh, you better hope Wylene doesn't leave me before this show. It's going to be a hell of a podcast.
I don't know how Molly does it. She just stood there with eyes like, what? Just a lot.
Believe me, sometimes I get home or I'll walk into the room and she's listening to the podcast. I get so uncomfortable.
Yeah. You should use that as your canary in the coal mine for what you should be talking about. What can Wylene handle? Yes.
Well, she can handle all of it. But as I'm saying these awful things sometimes, jeez.
I love the fact that, you're like, my wife.
I don't talk to her like that. There's no way I say these things. That's what you're for. That's why you're here.
Such a lucky person.
All right, live podcast. Heard at Sports Bar, July 12th. It's a Saturday. It's a Saturday.
Doors open at 6:30. Yeah. Show gets started at 7:30.
With the comedian Jocelyn DeBonis. Yeah,
she's going to be doing some stand up before we take the stage. And then the other thing, happy hour pricing.
Yeah.
So, you know, you come on out. The food is so good at Heard At, and the drinks with your ticket, you get that first drink free.
And yours is the catini?
No, mine's the cattail.
The cattail.
Instead of the cocktail.
And what was mine? Cattail. Someone called it, they messaged us.
I thought you were calling it the big particus.
I was, but now someone said the big partini. No, they called it a big partini. Maybe that's where I got it from, so I don't know.
It's not going to be a teeny, though.
It doesn't have to be. It can be whatever I want it to be. It doesn't matter what the
I'll
name is.
I'll take a big partini, which is
margarita.
Just, it's just all it is tequila. What else comes with it? Nothing.
Blackout.
Yes. Hangover tomorrow, also included. Free of charge.
Get your tickets, all right? Just get tickets. It's going to be here before you know it. It's like a week and a half away.
I'm so excited.
And we want you guys all to be a part of this big party. So that's pretty much it. And we got some special things planned also.
You're doing a lot of fun work.
So
get ready, everybody.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. We will check you back with you on Friday.
Yes.
And do yourself good.
A Heard At Media production.